Well, Australia will soon have its first hydrogen and natural gas-fired power plant. The New South Wales government has pledged $78 million to help build the facility on the edge of Lake Illawarra near Wollongong, south of Sydney. The federal government's kicking in $5 million for the 300-megawatt facility, which has been fast-tracked to make sure it comes online in 2.5 years. That's before the Liddell coal-fired power plant in the Hunter Valley is due to shut down. This plant will be operated by Energy Australia, and the head of energy at Energy Australia is Liz Westcott. Liz, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran, and a pleasure to be with you.
It's been described as an Australian first, so how will this plant work? What's different about it?
What was so exciting for us at Energy Australia yesterday was our ability to announce that we're proceeding with our Tullawarra B 300-megawatt power station in New South Wales, following the agreement with the Government of New South Wales. This is a gas-peaking power plant, and it'll be an Australian first. So it's going to be ready, as you mentioned, in 2023. So it'll be there for the summer when Liddell has come out as a coal-fired power station for New South Wales. But what's unique is it's going to be ready to run on green hydrogen and natural gas as a combination. And we've committed to purchase 5% of the fuel from hydrogen from 2025.
And where does that fuel come from, that green hydrogen? Who's making that? Who's producing that?
So we're committing from 2025 to purchase the green hydrogen, and we recognise that to develop the green hydrogen industry in Australia, we need all the parts to be available. We need a supply, we need infrastructure, but we also need a customer. And so our role today and yesterday was to announce that we're willing to buy green hydrogen, and we're also wanting to work with people to develop a supply so that we can buy this hydrogen.
Okay.
Today it isn't available, but it will be.
So you make this announcement and you make this pledge as an incentive for the manufacturing process of green hydrogen to speed up in a sense.
That's correct. So we're wanting to work with people who are looking at the supply of hydrogen. There's hydrogen hubs that the governments have been supporting around Australia. People are working hard on this as an industry. It'll be part of our future energy market. And so our role today was to announce that we're willing to buy the hydrogen. We have a power plant that can use it. And we're hoping to join it all together to enable the local domestic production of hydrogen.
So 5% sounds like a small start. The pledge is it's possible the plant could run on as much as 60% hydrogen. How do you ramp up to that level? How quickly can that happen? And what is Energy Australia committing to here in terms of that timeline?
So we've committed to buying 200,000 kilograms of hydrogen a year from 2025, which is the 5%. It's actually a lot in today's hydrogen market. Hydrogen is still an emerging technology, and we have pilot plants. We don't have supply at that level. But we're also going to be doing engineering studies and supply chain studies with other proponents to work out how we could increase the use of hydrogen in our plant and blend it with the natural gas going forward. It's a very exciting opportunity for Australia to be able to blend natural gas and hydrogen to fuel the power plants that we know we need as we transition our energy system.
Is it more the incentive to production that is the benefit of this rather than the technology? Because I'm looking at a quote from Dylan McConnell, who's an energy expert at the University of Melbourne, who says off-the-shelf gas generators can already burn a hydrogen blend of 5% or much higher. So it's not clear if there's a technological advance here. Do you agree with that?
I agree that many of our gas systems are capable of running on hydrogen. And I think what's important is to work out how you can do that in a supply chain. And so what we're committing to do is to really back the hydrogen industry here and be a customer for them in a way that allows them to develop their technology. So, yeah, providing that consumer base so that the industry can move from its embryonic state into a commercial space. I think that's the role we're playing today.
This is a private enterprise. If it's not sort of a new technological breakthrough, why should the government, the New South Wales government, provide $80 million for you to build and operate this plant?
The governments of Australia and the industry in the energy market all agree on our future state, which is a clean energy future that's affordable and reliable. And we all understand that as the coal-fired power stations exit, we need transition fuels to help us get to that future. our gas-fired power station is very much needed in the New South Wales market as Liddell exits.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to develop it in a way that also reflects the ambitions of Australians of having a clean future, net zero by 2050. And so by having it ready to run on hydrogen and by pursuing the hydrogen future for this power station, and also by offsetting its emissions on hydrocarbons through the operation of its entire life, we're meeting all of the objectives.
The government has invited more gas to come online. It wants Energy Australia to do exactly what you're doing. It also wants Energy Australia or someone to build another power plant to replace the Liddell Howe plant in the Hunter when that closes. And the federal government says it's going to do it if no one else does, and it looks as though that may go ahead because it wants reliability and affordability. But is gas going to be more affordable than coal?
As we transition from our coal-fired power stations, we need to come up with fuels that are reliable and affordable, but also head towards our cleaner energy future. And we're all trying to work out what the best solution is to do that. The future state with batteries, with pumped hydro, solar and wind and hydrogen is where we're aiming. We just need to transition from our coal-fired power stations through there. And gas plays a really critical role in doing that transmission. By making it ready to run on hydrogen, we're bringing forward our capability in getting to net zero, and it is a critical part of the future. All the governments understand the role of gas going forward, and our announcement will give certainty to the market that, yes, there will be another gas-fired power station in New South Wales, and allow governments to understand whether future gas-fired power stations are still needed or whether market conditions have yet changed yet again, and maybe something else is needed instead.
Well, it looks as though the government does think a second power plant, gas-fired power plant, is needed in Kurri Kurri in the Hunter. It looks as though it's going to announce that, which would bring on another 650 megawatts of power. The Energy Security Board Chief, Kerry Schott, has questioned the need for the second plant and is actually questioning whether a government-built plant could accelerate the demise of coal because there would be so much gas there that it would squeeze coal out. Do you think that's a possible scenario? A likely scenario?
I think what's hard for us all to predict is how the market will evolve and the pace at which it's evolving. We have the renewable energy zones that the state government of New South Wales have introduced. The policies are being written as we speak. We will see developments in renewables coming online. We're yet to understand the pace of all of these developments. And I think it's the pace of developments that the piece that's a bit unclear for us all. And different scenarios give different outcomes.
Well,
by making our commitment, we're hoping that we provide some certainty and clarity on one of the pieces of the jigsaw and whether or not we see more gas developments or it's the renewable energy developments that pursue, we'll have to wait and see.
Well, we do know from what we've seen over the last decade, renewable energies are coming at a pace that no one predicted. And now some in the sector are saying that more government intervention in the form of either subsidies for Energy Australia to build this gas plant or more particularly the government building its own separate gas plant in Kurri Kurri, which was, some in the market, including the regulator, say is more capacity than the market needs, will in a sense corrupt the market, will deter the private sector from investing further in renewables. AGL boss Graham Hunt says anything that disturbs natural markets makes it hard for us to feel confident in assumptions about the future. Do you agree with that?
The governments, state and federal governments, and the market participants and regulatory bodies were all aiming for the same outcome. We wanted a clean energy future. We want one that's reliable and affordable.
Mm-hmm.
We're all trying to play our role, and we're all working alongside each other. And what we're trying to do at Energy Australia is try and knit us all together so that when we do make decisions, whether it's a state government, a federal government, or a market participant, it's adding together for the consumers. At the end of the day, it's the consumers in New South Wales that we have to keep our eye on and make sure our investments are really in their best interest.
They're
going to improve the reliability and affordability. Working together is very important.
At the end of today, it's all about working towards a carbon, zero carbon future, and gas, like the plant you're building, the hydrogen gas plant, is all about supporting renewables and reliability of the grid.
Yep.
I mean, can you say whether we need the extra 650 gigawatts that the government's talking of building to do that? How much gas peaking do we need to support the renewables that are coming flooding, really, into the grid?
what we try and do is predict the pace at which developments will occur in New South Wales. And we're putting in our gas facility because we know we can be ready for the end of Liddell 2023. That was a critical year for all of us in New South Wales, that we could have additional power then. The power we need beyond that time frame will depend a lot on the pace at which we build out these new renewables.
But renewables are already cheaper now. They'll be even cheaper by then. Isn't the question about the reliability? Now, there's investment in batteries, but the government says, and many others say too, that we need some kind of gas peaking backup, which is what you'll be providing there in the Illawarra. How much of that do we need to support the renewables? We must be making predictions about a future market.
Yeah, so we rely heavily on the forecasts that AEMO, the market operator, provide governments and other consultants provide the governments. There's a range of outlooks as to what New South Wales needs. AEMO are predicting they need about 150 megawatts in 2023. Other agencies are predicting a higher demand. And we're committing to do 316 megawatts. I think the federal government, on the back of our announcement that we're actually proceeding, will no doubt look at its numbers again and make its own decision about whether it believes further investment's needed.
All right, but most don't think we need anything like the 1,000 the government's suggesting. Just on the Kurri Kurri plant, we're expecting the government to announce that it will go ahead through the Snowy River company to build that. The government had wanted the private sector to step up. Is Energy Australia still considering putting in a proposal for another separate gas plant in Kurri Kurri?
Now, Energy Australia is looking at a number of different investments in New South Wales, but we're predominantly looking at batteries and pumped hydro investments from here.
So that's a no to Kurri Kurri gas plant?
Energy Australia won't be doing Kurri Kurri gas plant, that's correct. So we're pursuing batteries and pumped hydro for New South Wales. We see that as a natural next step for us as a market participant.
Liz Westcott, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Fran.
Liz Westcott is Energy Australia's Head of Energy.